Final score from Pensacola, Georgia Southern falls to Arkansas State 62-58, ending the Eagles' season. Arkansas State moves on to the quarterfinals to battle Georgia State tomorrow at the Pensacola Bay Center. We're now joined by head coach Brian Berg on the Ford locker room wrap-up. Coach, I know this has got to be difficult to know that your first season has just concluded, but I've got to give you a heavy compliment. I don't know that I've seen your team play as hard as they did, especially in that second half. I know there were a lot of shots that didn't go that you were hoping to go, but I don't know that I've seen your guys play harder than they did in that second half.
Yeah, I think the group had a valiant effort, did some positives, but some key areas that really hurt us that Arkansas State tries to exploit teams with. They were able and capable to do that. We had a low turnover game at 10, which is what we try to focus on. And then we rebounded the ball pretty well against Arkansas State. I rebounded them by 7. So, sure, we competed. That's what you do in conference playoffs, conference tournaments. Just didn't get the job done.
I think that Norchad Omir was going to get his in some way, shape, or form. He ends up with 17 rebounds in the contest as part of another double-double, his 14th of the season that leads all freshmen in the country. But with the way that you had to structure your scout against a guy who is that dominant on the glass, how do you feel your guys executed that plan?
Well, he had 18 on the game, 15 of them defensive and 3, so we held him under his average of 4 offensive rebounds per game. Yeah. The area that really hurt us in this game was transition.
Yeah,
we knew Arkansas State was going to play extremely fast. They had, it says 17 in the box score, but I think it's more than 17.
Yeah,
that's an area that really hurt us. We wanted to make sure that we tried to make this team play in the half court, and they got some easy baskets in transition by us not matching up.
Marquise Eaton picked up his 4th foul with north of 11 minutes to play, and it felt like at that moment Georgia Southern was going to at least be in position to grab some momentum. But what ultimately do you think led to not getting the kind of lead that you were hoping for despite the effort being where it was?
I give Arkansas State credit. They made some key shots at key times. We didn't capitalize. I thought we had a very hard effort, especially in the second half. Guys getting all rebounds that were leading to second chance opportunities, but shots just didn't fall. And the other area that really hurt us tonight was the free throw line. 9 of 17 from the free throw line. You're shooting 52%. That's an area you got to make. You know, we win that game if we have the ability to knock down our free throws.
Elijah McCadden was awesome on the glass with 10 rebounds. Kamari Brown, a season-high 10 rebounds. A little bit of a focus on Geddy Uzupitis. He scores 10 of his 12 points after halftime. To know that he scored 12 without making a 3, I love the fact that he was so aggressive driving to the rim and being able to finish at the 10 quite a few times. He made 5 of his 6 twos. That's the most he's made all year.
Yeah, some guys made some really big plays. Kamari Brown on the rebounding effort, really talented. Had a chance to get 4 offensive rebounds in that game. We missed some finish shots right around the rim. It really hurt us key times. Could have been backbreakers in that game, but give Arkansas State credit.
You had to do this in year one with a whole new roster in the middle of a pandemic. Now that it's done, and I'm sure it's going to take some days and weeks to process everything, but in the moment, what has this season taught you all about what you had to do to be able to do what you ended up doing?
How we faced adversity, but I'm not going to use the pandemic as an excuse. Our goal and our standard is to win the Sun Belt Championship, go to the NCAA tournament. And to be honest, that didn't take place. We have to be able to relocate. We have to be able to refocus, have a full summer, or have a spring first, have a full summer, get our team better, and then improve in all different areas. So that's on me as the head coach, leader of the program. I plan to do that.
What kind of off-season plan can you see putting in place once we get back to Statesboro?
Well, we're a development program. We're going to continue to work. We want to develop our players. We're going to continue to recruit. We want to make sure that our culture stays intact. We can continue to improve that area. But we're going to move in the right direction. I can assure you that our staff is focused. You know, we wanted to win this tournament. It felt good coming into it. We had a right opportunity. But give Arkansas State credit. They came out on top today.
Speaking from our standpoint, really appreciate how open you and the staff have been and how welcoming you've been despite all the difficult circumstances and trying to play season in the midst of what everybody else is trying to deal with. It's been an honor to watch you guys this season and look forward to watching what you guys do in the future. Really do appreciate it, and we'll get home safely.
Thanks for your kind words, Danny. Hail Southern.